Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
January 1977. David Berkowitz roamed the streets of New York City, known then as the .44 caliber killer. Moviegoers flocked to theaters to watch The Town That Dreaded Sundown, introducing a new generation to the unsolved Texarkana moonlight murders. And down in Atlanta, Georgia, a killer was stalking the city's lovers' lanes. This September, the Fall Line covers a forgotten and unsolved series of cold cases, the Atlanta Lovers Lane murders. In 1977, just years before the Atlanta child murders gripped the nation, there was another killer prowling the city, a gunman targeting couples nestled away in public parks and attacking in a pattern.
The police had a theory that the killer struck every 28 days or every fifth weekend. And that raised issues about being tied to somebody's menstrual cycle. And they said the killer would strike in one of these two locations on that time cycle.
For 3 months, he struck, seeking out young men and women at their most vulnerable and firing into their cars. The APD staged full-scale stakeouts of city parks across Southwest Atlanta.
This was a big operation, two parks, same nights, two individuals in two cars, male and female officers, acting as bait. The cars were fitted with bulletproof steel plates in the door panels. There was plexiglass installed inside. It was two just regular, plain, unmarked, non-police looking vehicles that were used. So you had two officers in a car wearing body armor, pretending to be making out, trying to draw this guy out. And then within a short distance nearby, you had two officers in a dumpster, marksmen, SWAT officers, watching close. Everybody's in radio contact with each other. They're watching and they're ready to spring into action if this guy comes up and pulls a gun. The plan is they're gonna shoot him.
But even as police searched for him, they uncovered some alarming details. His shooting stance, his odd choice of bullets, the caliber of his gun, all of these raised the possibility that the shooter might be one of their own. And the residents of Atlanta, they were still going to the parks, and they weren't on guard because they had no idea a killer was on the loose. The story had been kept out of the local papers.
I became convinced that if there was another murder that they didn't solve, they wouldn't say squat. And so I spent every day off in the police station, just hanging around, waiting, hoping to see any commotion or any hubbub that might happen in case there was another murder, because they changed frequencies, they quit telling us anything. They had hidden the report. They made a deal with us, and after the first interview, reneged. And we came up on the fifth weekend, and nothing had happened, or at least that we knew. So I said, okay, we're gonna run it.
Beginning Wednesday, September 8th, listen to the Fall Line's coverage of the Atlanta Lovers Lane murders.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.